Apple crop survives the soggy summer. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Overall, the crop, it looks really good. The size is good on most varieties, and we're just well pleased with this year's crop.
Chuck McSpadden at Apple Valley Orchards near Cleveland says this has been a challenging year for his apple crop, and while the wet spring and summer threw the timing off, it's still been a pretty good crop.
With the late spring and just a lot of cloudy weather, we figure we're running about 10 to 12 days later than normal, if there is such a thing as normal anymore. Last year we were 2 weeks early, but from a normal season, we're about 10 to 12 days behind when we would normally harvest different varieties.
Chuck McSpadden says his father started the orchard when he planted two apple trees in his backyard back in the 1960s. And after getting past that hobby stage, it soon became a full-time business. Today, Apple Valley Orchard covers a lot of ground.
We've got roughly 17,000 apple trees on about 47 acres. We've got 32 varieties planted. This year we'll harvest 27 different kinds.
And McSpadden says he's constantly working to replace trees in the orchard and looking to expand as they can. And it's something he's passionate about and hopeful that the next generation will continue the family tradition at Apple Valley Orchards.
You know, I grew up in the business and I was fortunate when I was little. I wanted to stay on the farm as I got older, and fortunately my dad started the orchard, and I was just well blessed being able to do this, doing what I love. And I've got a son and a daughter who both think they want to do this.
And Apple Valley Orchard has continued to upgrade their retail outlet on the farm. They have all kinds of great products, and they're open practically year-round. And like many across the state, they're easy to find if you go to the Pick Tennessee Products website to find an orchard near you. State officials are expecting a near-average-sized apple crop this year that should range between 7.5 and 9 million pounds. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.